Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting second. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Phil Galliano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Wood juggles the ball. That's an error on Wood. Kennedy scores. Griffin moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards the mound. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffin moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Kelly chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Andrews. Andrews fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Andrews. Griffin scores. Petrocelli goes all the way around to score. Scott moves all the way to home. It's 4-0 Red Sox. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Galliano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into left field. Galliano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-0 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0-for-1 in the game. Galliano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Scott moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp bunts towards first. Reichardt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Culp for the out. Montgomery moves to second. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Montgomery moves to third. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reichardt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHewitt for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Montgomery moves to second. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski now playing left field. Phil Galliano now playing third base. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. LaHewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galliano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galliano strikes out. 1 out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 3 in the game. LaHewitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Galliano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive towards the mound. Forster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Morales reaches second base with a double. Bob Spence pinch hits for Terry Forster. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.